When I am my own best health advocate. I begin by raising a thought that somewhere early on in life, we are taught that children are not yet truly capable of knowing their own minds. And yet, how many times have we heard adults say that children are a good judge of character, still possessing pure natural instincts that sense when something's not quite right? Well, it was another appointment day, and sitting in the waiting room wondering how much longer it would be before my specialist consultant came out of his office and called my name, I took a great interest in the other children sitting with one or both of their parents, also waiting to be seen. Did these children have what I had? And were they going to be seen by my specialist too? I remember my consultant being a genuinely warm, smiley gentleman. His voice was calming and reassuring, which had a way of disarming the aura of anxiety and tension that was always threatening to take over the waiting room. But the doctor's good energy could only go so far, because I really disliked the whole experience of waiting around. Finally, my name was called. And just like maybe a 4x4 relay race, a series of handovers were put in place by the lady on the front desk, you know, seeing the doctor, being poked, prodded, and asked to carry out physical activities and tasks, before being sent off to the different department, clutching a form for a blood test, and then being sent off to another department for an X-ray. As my young body grew, I also visited the plaster department every, say, 9 to 12 months, where my torso was wrapped to make a cast in preparation for a new back brace. Now this I liked. I mean, I was fascinated to see part of my body copied in a three-dimensional form. Did I look like that? With the exception of standing in front of the mirror, how many of us can honestly say that we've seen entire sections of our body, front and back? So, once the new brace was made, it triggered a new start and I needed new clothes all over again. I sometimes wondered if the specialist had a daughter, maybe a son. I imagined his child or children to be very healthy and happy and wondered if he would use the same treatment for them if they were unwell like me. So, as a child growing up with all sorts of medical conditions, the whole affair of being told what to do or not do was greatly extended from parents and teachers to doctors, nurses, and others involved in my medical journey. Of course, their training and qualification placed them in a position to advise my parents about the best way to treat my condition. So at such a young age, why did I often feel like I was taking part in an experiment? Maybe in the grand scheme of things, as a child suffering with a spine abnormality, there were techniques and procedures and of course materials that were actually quite new. Maybe I felt this was the way because sometimes I found that the advice and treatment was a bit strange, even bizarre, and sometimes actually quite funny, which often led me to ask questions to the medical team about all sorts of things. Of course, there were times when I felt that I felt less courageous to speak out and would stay quiet, telling the voice in my head the professionals knew everything. Well, after all, I was only 9 years old. But try as I might to stay quiet, my instincts would eventually start shouting out, returning me to that place of myself again, where my overriding thought was that the doctors didn't know how I was feeling and couldn't be sure about what was entirely best for me. I have a strong memory of a time after having major surgery and being told that I would have to stay completely still in bed for many days if I wanted to recover from a serious operation. I listened to the doctors and cooperated for a few days, but as this old ugly cycle emerged, my instinct screamed out to just get up. This ugly cycle came in the form of drugs for pain, and drugs to treat constipation, and drugs and medication to address iron deficiencies. And it took me further away from reality and made me feel really out there. I really didn't like this feeling. My instincts carried on screaming out to me to get up. And after becoming increasingly vocal with doctors and nurses, they agreed that with planning, that they would schedule an early release out of my bed. Yes, I was in some pain from just simply being helped to sit up, but movement really quietened my screaming mind. It reduced the tension in my body and was a great distraction while my own body reconnected with itself and its own abilities to heal. Whenever I won the battles to stay out of bed, I didn't feel like a sick person. Instead, I felt that I was having some say in my life and participating in my outcome. With this new arrangement working well, I was discharged from hospital ahead of time. So, back then, over 40 years ago, it's amazing that my child self must have seen something of the future, because today, if we have backache or are recovering from any number of operations and procedures or have a medical condition, we are routinely advised to move around, get exercise, natural sunlight, fresh air, and stay out of bed unless it's absolutely necessary. I believe we are all capable and we are all born with the abilities to develop and nurture our survival instincts. But when we hand over to others that ability to engage with our intuition, our gut, or we totally expect others to make decisions for us, we dilute or lose this skill, which quickly behaves like a muscle that isn't used. Fortunately, though, we can rebuild and strengthen our instinctive muscles all over again and put them to work to maintain interest in our wellness. How do we do this? Well, before exploring different methods, I first want to be clear by saying that I don't encourage anyone to be a maverick about their health. This is not taking responsibility for your health and could be detrimental in some cases. Instead, if you're told something relating to your health and wellness that doesn't feel right or make sense to you, step back for a minute. Remember that in many cases, you definitely have the right to request more information or more time to think about things that have been said, advised, or suggested. In this case, you might decide to gather additional information, do more research, or seek a fresh opinion where needed. Remember, knowledge is king. The best doctors are not stuck to their drug prescription forms or standard medical journals. Where possible, the best medical professionals want you to participate in the job of keeping you well. Often, with little time to spend on individual patients and appreciating that they don't know how you're feeling unless you say, good doctors are in favour of not just working for your benefit, but working with you. This kind of working relationship allows for ideas, suggestions, wellness plans and programmes to be explored and used for the best treatment results. When dealing with wellness plans or programs, possible ideas and suggestions that could not only be effective and also resonate with you could also be important considerations, especially when you and your doctor work together. The long and short of it is that you can have a huge rewarding part to play in your own life when you decide to be your own best health advocate. This means listening and trusting your instinct, having the courage to question and dismiss the things that don't quite resonate with you, and then striving to live a life that feels like yours instead of someone else's.